listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Boneless Hour on this final Thursday of May. Hope your week's going well. Thanks for spending part of it with us, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Celebrating the Florida Panthers, making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. They'll likely play Las Vegas. Golden Knights with a chance to sweep Dallas tonight. If so, then the finals may start the middle of next week. If Dallas wins tonight, the finals are all but assured of starting a week from Saturday. So the Panthers are going to get some time off here.
Which none of us know is a good thing or not.
I don't see how it's good for the goalie. I think the players, you know, also their style of play, Mark, it's difficult to, you know, certain teams are just kind of cutesy skating teams, and I could see where a layoff could affect them more. The Panthers are such a physical team. Their style of play is dump it, chase it, pound you. I think as soon as they get back on the ice against Vegas, you know, whether it's 6 days or nine, they're going to dump it, chase it, and hit somebody. But I'm worried. I mean, when you got an on-fire goalie, I mean, they want to play, you know, Saturday. Man, give them one day off. Sunday at the latest. I mean, the Panthers want to keep playing.
Well, there's no doubt. And you're right. The hot goaltender wants to get right back in there and keep on keeping on. But obviously, it'll be a long break, and we'll see how Bobrovsky and the rest of the Panthers respond to what will be their longest setback in these postseason playoffs here, where they've been just taking care of business in quick fashion. But now it looks like it could be a really long layoff before game one of the Stanley Cup final.
Gut feeling tonight, Heat in Boston. Heat have been terrific on the road. Boston's been horrible at home. Heat have been amazing in Boston the last 2 years in the playoffs. Back-to-back Eastern Conference finals.
I think Boston wins tonight.
They're an 8.5-point favorite, for what it's worth.
Don't know if I could lay that many points.
They were 8.5 in game one, 9.5 in game two. Both at home, they lost them both. They're 2-5 in their last 7 home playoff games. 1-4 in their last 5 home playoff games against the Heat in the last 2 conference finals. Ouch.
You know, when you look at Vincent hurt his ankle, I don't know how much that's going to affect him going into this game. And do the role players for the Heat continue to play like superstars?
Well, they didn't in game four.
No.
Kyle Lowry came back down to earth. You know, a couple of other guys who have been contributing. Bam had his first off game in a while. Even Jimmy Butler, he scored 29, but he was 9 of 21 from the field.
Turned it over a few times, more than usual. But I mean, we've talked about it a lot, David. That offense, when it goes through Bam, and Bam can get the buckets, those, you know, start making the six-footer, and they get those type of shots, they seem to really go when they can get Bam going early.
Felipe, you got a gut feeling tonight?
Yeah, okay. They're going to close it out in Boston. That's my gut feeling tonight.
Now, look at that. Look at that. Not leaving the bandwagon. He's on it. Take care of business. Jimmy Buckets. Finals begin a week from tonight in Denver. Well, that's if the Heat win. In Boston, if the Celtics rally and win in 7. And believe me, the national media is already starting to beat that drum.
This just,
you know, I think Boston's got a good chance. I think Boston's got a good chance to be the first NBA team to come from 3-0 down.
Okay. All right.
Not only does Miami love Boston, but Jimmy loves Boston.
4-1 over the last 2 postseasons are the Miami Heat in Boston.
So, can the Heat join the Panthers? And during a commercial break, you know, Mark got thinking about, man, that really would be something, you know. NBA and NHL team in the same spring, both going to the finals. And then it hit Mark. And he says during the break, hey, am I right have the Wild and Timberwolves never made the finals? Like, yeah. It's like, damn. You know, and you just start thinking about the other side of that. You know, there's what do we got here? Four NFL teams who have never made the Super Bowl.
Right.
Browns, Lions, Texans, Jags.
You got it.
We got six NBA teams who have never made the finals.
Because Denver was on that list.
Right. And they were the last ABA team who came in the merger who hadn't made the finals. But Charlotte, the Clippers, Sacramento, New Orleans, Memphis, and the T-Wolves. Still have five NHL teams who have never made the finals. Columbus, Seattle, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Arizona. And there's only one Major League Baseball team currently that has not made the World Series. Only one. The Seattle Mariners. In Las Vegas, by the way, this is their sixth year in existence, and they may go to their second Stanley Cup final. They've been to four conference finals. It's the most amazing thing damn near we've ever seen.
Unbelievable, the players that were left to them. They drafted wisely. The other side of it is, once the early success happened, it wasn't very difficult to get a free agent or two to say, you know, Vegas isn't a bad place to go play.
Got that right. Got that right. It's always surprised us, and, you know, name the sport in which, if you're playing in a great city that or state that players like to go to, or you could see them living in, you know, like, remember, Orlando was going to be a dynasty in the NBA. Remember when they first came in, and then very quickly with Shaq and Penny, they had success. And the thought was, well, this is going to be, they're always going to be great. Players are always going to want to live here. I mean, Orlando was the trendy Florida NBA franchise, not Miami. It was Orlando.
Pat Riley changed that just a little bit.
But even after Riley went there, okay, like, you know, in the late 90s, Grant Hill, when he left Detroit, where'd he go? Went to Orlando. Duncan narrowed it down to San Antonio, Orlando. I mean, it's funny. Yeah, it is how much credit Riley deserves. That Orlando was considered the trendier place than Miami. Words that have never been spoken before or since.
Doesn't even make sense now to think it.
Right. But so Panthers get it done. See if the Heat get it done tonight. And we've had a question today, if you're just joining us. I read an article a couple days ago, guy who covers a team that I follow, and he wrote a piece in which he said, what's the one loss that if you could change to a win, you would change? I went, oh boy. And so we're asking you today. First off, you got to narrow it down, college or pro, your teams, one team, one game. You only get one. One mulligan.
I have someone who doesn't even want to change the outcome of a game. The game would still have the same final score. It would have a little different outcome. A Tigers fan wants the Armando Galarraga perfect game changed back to what it should be. That was a perfect game.
Wants the first base umpire to have not blown the call.
Tampa Bay Bucks fan says it's the Rams-Bucks NFC Championship. Bucks win, they go to a Super Bowl.
I remember watching that game. They're up 6-5 mid-fourth quarter. And I remember thinking, if they don't throw a pass, I think they'll win this game. And they got a first down, and they were on like their own 40. And Sean King tried to throw a screen pass, and it got picked off. And the Rams took over with good field position, not far from a go-ahead field goal. And then eventually Warner hit Ricky Prohl for the only touchdown of the game. But I remembered, Mark, watching that game at 6-5, and the Rams, the greatest show on turf, they can't get first downs. The Bucks are shutting them down. And I remember thinking, you know, if they just run and punt, I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
This fan says, touchdown Jesus to Demaryius Thomas still hurts.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm a little disappointed in the Cubs fans who have chimed in, whether in the text line or in the Twitch chat room, and they're still on Bartman. Man, that bothers me. Bartman did not cost you that game. Alex Gonzalez, your shortstop, cost you that game. You're up 3-1 in the eighth, first and second, one out, and Miguel Cabrera, who was slow, even as a 20-year-old, hits a routine two-hopper to a Gold Glove shortstop. It is the, they would show it as 6-4-3 double play. Here's how you do it. You throw an off-speed pitch to a fastball hitter. He's out in front of it, hits it off the end of the bat, hits a two-hopper to the shortstop. Bada bing, bada boom, you're out of the inning. It's 3-1 going to the ninth. Here comes Joe Borowski. He's going to put you in the World Series. And you guys blame Bartman. That bothers me.
Tell us how you really feel, David.
It just does. You know, why? How come the Pirates, they blame, oh, we never won anything with Bonds. Well, you would have if Jose leaned and fielded a three-hopper hit right at him. I mean, come on, Drabeck had a six-hitter going to the ninth. He let a ball go literally through his legs.
So 21,000 is the text line if you want to chime in on the one game that you would change. A few Noles fans just saying that you can take your pick. Wide right, wide left,
wide right, wide left.
Whichever one. It doesn't even matter to me. Just change one of them.
You know, some college football site came out with a list of like their top 15 teams of all time, and none of the Florida State teams made it. And it was like top 15 teams of like the last 40 years, too. I'm like, seriously? I'm not going to put a Florida State team on that list? I mean, two of them were unbeaten national champions. Are you sure? And Canes fan, we all know the game. We do. We got it. Ohio State, BCS title game. We got it. Haven't heard from Buckeye fans today, by the way. You think it'd be the Florida national championship game?
It's the bonus hour of Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.
After the hour, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. He tried to join the Panthers in the finals. If they can win in Boston tonight. What were you saying? The Heat had plane problems?
Yeah, I was just reading there during the break that I saw a tweet that apparently the Heat plane was delayed over 3 hours getting into Boston.
That's all right. What are they going to do anyway? Go to the hotel room? And it's not like they're going to go out in that city.
Might be more opportunity for Jimmy Butler karaoke on the plane.
So I think we get a good game tonight. Like, you know, there are those that think now Boston's found themselves and they're going to take care of business at home in a comfortable way.
Sposto, the coach of the Heat? I think he might be able to make a few adjustments after seeing a bad performance by his team and do have a couple other tricks up his sleeve.
I will say this series does get interesting besides the math if Boston can win tonight, no matter how they win, comfortably, you know, by one, whatever. Because the Heat have not lost back-to-back games in the playoffs. You can go all the way to the play-in even. They lost their first game, didn't lose the second. If they did, they wouldn't even have made the playoffs. So the Heat haven't lost two in a row in a while. I mean, 7 weeks maybe since they've lost two in a row. So just the psychology, if that were to happen, Mark, you know, when you're with a team and the coach comes in, you make adjustments and then you win. It's like, all right. Well, now this would be the first time they come, they make their adjustments, place they've had a lot of success here in the last 2 years. They're 4-1 in this building against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals the last 2 years. And if Boston beats them, it's like, okay.
Yeah, they need a lot more out of Bam. Bam's got to be minimum of 17 points.
Well, the Celtics go as Tatum goes. I mean, it's real simple. You look back, you know, game 6 against the Sixers, what happened? Final 4 minutes, Tatum went nuts. Game 7 against the Sixers, what did he score, 51? You know, the one win they have in this series, what did Jason Tatum do? Took over in the second half. It was terrific. So, you know, the Celtics go as Tatum goes. Mark, I would ask right now, give me Tatum's stat line. I'll tell you how this game, I'll bet this game, I'll pick this game. You give me Tatum's stat line, I can place the bet.
All right, I'll give you one. I'll try to make it a little tough for you. He scores 28. I don't care about the rebounds as much, but not a lot of turnover. 28 points.
Miami.
Oh, so you think he's got to get well into the 30s for Boston to win?
Yeah, I think he's a 30. That this isn't quite Durant and Booker against Denver when those two had to combine for a minimum 70. And if you take a look at the two games that they won, they scored 70-something and 80-something. And they had to carry Phoenix. But if you look at the Celtics so far, I mean, Jaylen Brown's been terrible in the series. I mean, he really has. And this guy wants a $290 million contract. Huh, you serious? I mean, he has been lousy. And, no, I think Boston needs 35 from Tatum.
Okay.
They're going to win. They need 35 from Tatum. Because he takes 24 shots a night. I mean, when in doubt in the fourth quarter. Now, he has screwed up fourth quarters. You know, I mean, he had for games 1 and 2. He didn't make a shot in the fourth quarter. He had multiple turnovers. But basically, their offense, when it gets tight, is where's Jason? Give him the ball.
Well, and they went away from it because he didn't touch the ball hardly. Even when he wasn't scoring in the fourth quarter, they weren't giving him the ball nearly enough. I mean, he should be touching the ball every possession.
Jimmy wouldn't let him catch the ball. So, I'm curious. Boston made some adjustments. They worked. They're feeling decently about themselves.
And by the way, if Jimmy's not letting him catch the ball, then go to a Nuggets handoff play.
Totally.
I'm not kidding around here. Like, you can't do something that tells me he can't touch the ball in a possession. Work harder. Have other ways to get him the ball, because that can't happen.
By the way, in our theme for the show today, the one game whose outcome you would change as a fan, you can change the outcome of one game. What would it be? Nick in our Twitch chat room is going on and on about a wild card playoff game between the Packers and the Niners. It was the T.O. made the great catch at the goal line. And that basically ended the Favre-Reggie White Packers run, if you will. They made the 95 NFC title game. They went to back-to-back Super Bowls in 96, 97. And there was a thought in Green Bay that in 98, they were going to go back. And it was a great game back and forth, Young and Favre, and Niners won it in the closing seconds. And on the game-winning drive, Jerry Rice fumbled. And they didn't rule him as fumbling. They ruled him as his knee was down. This was still in the time period in which we had gone away from replay. And we hadn't brought it back. So, hey, man, this is 25 years later, man. This is some real pain here.
Not just going on and on about it, but sending links to YouTube clips about it.
This is kind of what I guess we were getting at when we asked the question, hey, what's the one game you would change? Remember, this is a wild card round game. They have to then go to Atlanta, beat a 14-2 Falcons team. Then they would have had to go to Minnesota and beat a 15-1 Vikings team. But Nick is obsessing about this one game. That's the kind of stuff we were trying to, you know, dig down on and get reach.
Ohio State fan had sent one in, David, said, I would change the Ohio State-Michigan game where Biaka Patuka went off for 321. My father and I went to our first game in Ann Arbor as the undefeated Buckeyes went down. Heartbreaking. Oh, by the way, it was also our last game in Ann Arbor. I just wanted to get Tim Biaka Patuka into the show today, David. That's really all.
And any way you can, Mark. I'm very appreciative of that. Well, also, there are certain games in which, like, would John Cooper have been forced out 4 years later? You know, why was John Cooper forced out? He couldn't beat Michigan. That was his best team. That was his best team, the 96 team. They win at Michigan. They're going to the Rose Bowl. They end up beating an undefeated Arizona State team in the Rose Bowl. I mean, they're getting a share of the national. We hadn't gone to the BCS yet. We were still picking winners after bowl games that year. I mean, Ohio State gets a share of a national title. At worst, they get a share of the national title. They probably would have won the whole thing because Florida got the national title that year with a loss. The Buckeyes would have been undefeated. And remember, Ohio State's last national title was 68 before Tressel. I mean, is there ever a Jim Tressel if you change the outcome of that game?
Rays fan says the Blake Snell game.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. And we said it at the time. You know, Miller and Moulton are wrong about a lot. We said it at the time. When are they ever going to get in that position again? That was game six of the World Series. When are the Rays going to get to a World Series and be in a position where they could win it? Now, they were down 3-2, but they were winning game six. Albeit by a run. When will they ever get that close to a World Series title again?
What do you mean? October.
Okay.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay. Sell it.
This team's unbeatable. They come back, they lose 20-1, come back, win the series yesterday just to prove that they got a little something-something.
Think Kevin Cash is taking Shane McClanahan out this time around?
Damn,
huh?
Well better not be. The place would go nuts. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Today was a day when and what's on tap. That's how we finish things out. We do it every day, and we'll do it next right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Minutes until the top of the hour, 16 until we're done. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Final Thursday of May. Is this the final Western Conference hockey game of the year? Is this the final Eastern Conference NBA game of the year? We shall see. Had a good, fun show today. A lot of feedback from the listeners by the text line, Twitch chat room. Didn't mean for the question to, well, make so many of you so sad. It's actually in a good mood when I said, hey, how about we throw this out there? But if you could change one outcome in sports, one, you only get one, what would it be? There you go.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
We start today in 1922. Babe Ruth suspended one day and fined $200 for throwing dirt on an umpire.
One day, huh? What do you think it would be today?
10.
When Pete Rose chest bumped, if not checked, Dave Pallone. That was mid-80s. I think he got a month. I thought it was like at least 20, but I thought it was like 28.
Right, but he bumped it up. I mean, and this is throwing. This isn't Earl Weaver kicking dirt. This is picking up dirt and throwing it, which I would have loved to have seen. 1927, Henry Ford announces he's ending production of the Model T. 1935, Jesse Owens equals or breaks four world records in 45 minutes at the Big Ten meet in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The 100, the 200, the 4x100, and the long jump. He equaled or breaks four world records. They call it the greatest 45 minutes ever in sport.
Remember, he's at a college track and field meet. He didn't set four Big Ten records. He didn't set four U.S. records. He's at college, and he sets four world records in four different events.
In 45 minutes.
Right. We barely have time for a smoke, for goodness sakes.
1948, Hogan wins the PGA. 1951, Willie Mays makes his major league debut. He would go 0-for-5. It was today in 61 that JFK announced the U.S. goal of putting a man on the moon before the end of the decade.
End of the decade.
1965, Ali KO's Liston in round one.
Now, this was the rematch in Maine, right? Lewiston?
In Lewiston, Maine.
Think about that, by the way. Hey, we want to have a rematch. Well, where do you want to have it? I don't know. I was thinking Maine would be pretty cool. Maine. Heavyweight boxing in the mid-60s. Kind of a big deal. Unreal.
1968, the Stones released Jumping Jack Flash. 1969, Midnight Cowboy is released. 1975, Golden State sweeps the Bullets in four.
Rick Barry, MVP.
1977, Star Wars premieres.
Huge.
You think?
Huge.
78, the Canadians defeat the Bruins in five for a three-peat. 79, Alien is released. 81, Yaz becomes the fourth to play 3,000 baseball games. The other three are Cobb, Musial, and Hank Aaron. Return of the Jedi released today in 1983. You remember this, David. Today in 86, hands across America. 6.5 million people hold hands from California to New York.
Man, we had about a year and a half there where Farm Aid, Live Aid, okay, you name it, we did songs and outside concerts, holding hands, walking, whatever, for a cause, man. We are the world, David.
We are the
children.
It was
happening during the Reagan administration. He didn't care about any of it.
1987, The Cure released Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, their biggest album. 1989, Calgary beats Montreal for their first Stanley Cup title.
Lanny McDonald wins one, heading out the door. Scored the game-winning goal in Game 6, too.
91, the Penguins beat the North Stars in 6, an 8-0 win to win the series. 92, Leno becomes the permanent host of The Tonight Show. And it was Game 6 in 1994 that this Messier guy would score 3 for the Rangers against the Devils.
I need a moment.
I know you do.
I'm getting choked up.
Ralph Waldo Emerson and Casey Jones, both born today. Mike Myers is 60. Brian Urlacher's 45, and Shane Merriman's 39. What did I miss, David?
Babe Ruth hit his last home run on this day in 1935. George Floyd was killed 3 years ago today. That led to a few things in this country. A few protests. That was a hell of a summer. So... And there you go. That's what I got. I want to get back to Mick Jagger for a second and that Stones album. boy, how about the legends of music and what they had to say about Tina Turner yesterday?
Oh, man. I actually, during the break, going through Twitter, I just saw a highlight of Mick Jagger and Tina at, you brought up Live Aid, at Live Aid.
And Jagger was flowing in his praise of her and how she helped him. And you think about how big he and the Stones were much before she became a big deal. You know, she did the one thing with Ike, but Mick said she basically taught him how to perform, taught him how to command the stage. Think about that. So, I don't know. Listen, she was a lead story on the NBC Nightly News last night. Like, I thought they would mention it off the top. And I told my wife, because she wanted to see the Tina Turner stories. And I go, we're probably going to have to wait to the end. This is the obligatory, you know, they'll mention it off the top and they'll tease it throughout.
They led with it?
Lester Holt led with Tina Turner last night. And then they had another story at the end, too. I know. Listen, when you get those anchor positions, you're also technically managing editor. And you could tell the one or two times a year when the anchor goes, I'm managing editor. This is what we're doing. This story is important to me.
That's
fascinating. And I think we had one of those moments last night where Lester Holt said, we're leading with Tina Turner. And the newsroom went, wait, what? I'm sorry. Who's managing editor? Who gets to decide what we're leading with? I know most nights I defer to you. This ain't one of those nights.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
A Nepal veteran of British operations in advanced Afghanistan has become the first double above-the-knee amputee to summit Mount Everest. Harry Magar, 13 years since the day he lost his legs in Afghanistan, climbed Everest. Pretty remarkable. And always good enough to be our good. For the bad, we go to Ocala, where Daniel Dinkins threw a brick through the window of an Ocala home to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He claims he's a time traveler. He was charged with burglary. He also admitted for going for a swim, too. But he is a time traveler, according to the story he told police. No idea what the future event was he was going to try to save the baby who was sleeping from. Finally, the ugly. We go to Louisville, where Clifton Williams was arrested early Sunday morning and charged with second-degree assault. He and his roommate had an altercation because his roommate ate the final Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
He tried to fight the Hot Pocket eater. Then, as the fight went on, and the roommate didn't want to fight and left the house, Williams got his gun and shot him in the ass.
Over a Hot Pocket?
The last Hot Pocket, David. Not just any Hot Pocket. The last Hot Pocket.
Did they say what kind? Was it the pepperoni Hot Pocket?
You know what? They don't say, but I have to assume it's the pepperoni.
There's like a cheesesteak Hot Pocket, a pepperoni Hot Pocket, and of course it's real pepperoni. It's a real steak.
Shot him right in the ass. And that is the good, the bad, and the ugly on today, May the 25th, 2023.
Did he not have his sleeve on? You know, you put the Hot Pockets in his sleeve, the guy, you know, who got shot in the butt. If he had a sleeve on, he was wearing his sleeve, it's probably not that bad a wound. 10 baseball games today, four of them in the afternoon. There's usually more than that. By the way, both locals in action. Game four of the Rays-Jays at 1:10 at the Trop. Heck, if you're interested, you could go. Zach Eflin, who's 6-1, on the hill for the Rays, who are minus 155, looking to take 3 out of 4 from Toronto. I'm telling you, this Jays manager is close to getting fired. I'm telling you. Marlins in action at 3:10. Well, with the rate of pace of play, you could probably watch the Rays at 1:10. It'll damn near be over by the time the Marlins are throwing first pitch against Colorado. Orioles and Yankees, Phils and Braves, Mets and Cubs. Mets, Cubs, Orioles, Yankees wrapping up their series. Phils and Braves beginning a four-game series. Heat in action at 8:30, TNT. Trying to get back to the finals for the first time in 3 years. What would this be for them? They made it in 06 when they won. They made the 4 in a row with LeBron and 2020. So this would be their 7th trip to the finals if they could get there as a franchise, right?
It's rather impressive.
Yeah, really. Franchise is, you know, not even 35 years old. Hockey's on 8 o'clock ESPN. Hopefully it's the last Sean McDonough, Ray Ferraro broadcast of the year.
We can only hope because of a couple of things. One, that it's the last Sean McDonough hockey broadcast of the year. And two, they may move the finals up and get the Stanley Cup started a little earlier if this thing's a sweep.
Right. So go Golden Knights. Dallas, a slight favorite tonight. They're playing without their captain. Jamie Benn suspended 2 games for his cheap shot in game 3.
Yeah, they'll extend. If that happens to be a sweep, he's suspended for the first game of the regular season. It's 2 games no matter what, which I thought was interesting.
I find it interesting that one playoff game equals one regular season game. I'd actually turn it into like a, listen, it's 2 games if it's the playoffs. If they get swept, then it's 3 games. He'll miss 2 games in the regular. I mean, don't you can't equate a regular season game with a playoff game, can you?
I don't believe you can. What do you think that would have been? I mean, don't you think that would have been at least a 5-game suspension in the regular season?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be a regular season suspension of 5. Oh, my goodness. He cross-checked the guy's head when he was laying on the ice.
I mean, if they determine suspensions differently for the playoffs, then why wouldn't, or, you know, what deems a suspension differently in the playoffs, why wouldn't the number of games be different for the regular season?
But tell you what, it'll be a fun Stanley Cup final, though. I mean, Vegas and South Florida?
Each team knowing how to handle things on the road because they live in home communities where it's always a go night. Thanks for all your texts today. Fun show. Really enjoyed it. Hope you did too. If you miss any of the show, go to floridasportsnetwork.com where you can download any part of the show that you missed. We'll be back tomorrow morning to finish off the week and see if the Heat have moved on right here on the Florida Sports Network.